Take some New Age music, mix it with Turkish rugs, Moroccan tiles and Chinese lanterns, and finally add some tea. What you get is a typical Czech čajovna or tea room, a place which has gradually won its place alongside Czech pubs. Not that tea could ever pose a serious threat to beer, the most popular Czech beverage, but its position on the market seems to have become unshakable over the last two decades. In the old communist days, the most common teas available on the market were the Piggy and the Klub brands. They may have given the water the right colour, but unfortunately didn't add any taste. But the tea enthusiast Aleš Jurina had always dreamt of opening his own tea room. That's why he and his friends established a sort of half-secret association of tea lovers back in 1987.
It was an assembly of people who were in love with tea. It was very difficult in that time because the only teas you could find were Russian teas and time to time Ceylon tea. That was all. So we tried to smuggle some tea from Hungary, from East Germany, time to time from England. And so we made a tasting of these smuggled teas and dreaming about having a tea room.
It took a while before Aleš Jurina and his friends could make their dream come true. Just a few years after the Velvet Revolution, they established a tea importing company, and soon afterwards they opened their first tea room called Dobrá čajovna, Good Tea Room, right in the center of Prague on Wenceslas Square. This is where I met Mr. Jurina over a steaming cup of tea, a fresh delivery from Nepal.
So this place is the very first tea room in the Czech Republic. When we opened in 93, everybody saw that we are crazy to open a tea room in a beer country and coffee country. But now, after 15 years, Czech Republic is a country with the highest concentration of tea rooms in the world. It is nowhere in the west or in the east where you can see so many tea rooms on such a small area like Czech Republic is. There are over 300 tea rooms in Czech Republic. The question is how orthodox they are. Our way is very orthodox. We have no coffee, no wine, no beer. Our way is to import not just the tea leaves, but also the tea culture.
The word orthodox may sound odd in connection with tea rooms, but actually many Czechs do regard them as something other than just a place to drink tea. My friend Hannah, who used to work in a tea room, says many people see them as a sort of sanctuary.
It's a place which works like a magnet for people who are looking for some spiritual things, who would like to discover their own sense of life. Instead of that, they are normal people, very nice. So it's not just a group of crazy people. But still, some of them like tea rooms very much. And that's something really special. You couldn't meet this kind of people in cafe or in pubs.
As Aleš Jurina puts it, tea rooms provide an ideal mix of social and spiritual experience.
I think the reason is that Czechs love coming to the pub with friends and to discuss long hours. And after some time, people are fed up with the smoky pubs and with the drunken people around. So tea room is an alternation. So there's a good place to come and to feel safety and to enjoy time. Is the first reason. The second reason is that Czechs are a very non-religious nation. So maybe they feel in the tea room something like a touch of the spirit. So this is a combination of the place where to meet friends and the place where to be in touch with spirit.
During the pioneering tea years of the 1990s, the Dobrá čajovna tea room was something like a trendsetter, and other tea rooms cropping up all over the country usually adopted its pseudo-oriental style. Waiters or tea masters in Dobrá čajovna usually wear long black cloaks, and you call them by ringing a little bell once you have decided whether you prefer the iron goddess of mercy, blue-green spirals of spring from Thai lake, or silver monkey's paw. I once made the mistake of trying to order at the counter, but I was met with such a reproachful look that I quickly returned to my seat.
They are more original than the original are. In the East, in the Orient, they use it to meet people. There is noisy and people are drinking also coffee and smoking, and it's like in a pub full of people. And this strange places when you couldn't even talk with your friends and the waitresses are moving very slowly. I don't like it. I think that you have to have a place which is open also for normal people. Like, for example, here you can get also wine, coffee, but in the Orthodox places you don't understand the names of the tea and everything is so mystical that you are afraid.
Over the last few years, quality tea has become quite a common thing in the Czech Republic, and you can get a decent cup of tea even in an ordinary coffee house. However, Aleš Jurina of the Dobrá Čajovna tea room doesn't seem to worry about the future. Apart from establishing a chain of tea rooms all over the Czech Republic, he has also opened a branch in Slovakia, Poland, and even in the US.
I am very proud that a lot of tea businessmen and tea gardeners and the people from tea auctions from all over the world are coming here. How is it possible that here in such a small country with no tea tradition, the roots of tea are so deep in the souls of people? And 2 weeks ago, a very famous Japanese tea master visited us, spent 2 weeks with us on a tour through Dobrá Čajovna. And he enjoyed the fact that people in Czech Republic like to go to the tea room and enjoy tea. It is not normal in Japan now. Tea is just beverage for old people. So he saw that it is a miracle that here tea is a beverage also for young.
Indeed, tea rooms become increasingly popular among teenagers, although they don't necessarily come because of tea.
Teenagers, they really like tea rooms very much. And it's a phenomenon, especially between Czech teenagers right now.
What kind of tea rooms?
They have to have water pipes. That's the first important thing. And the rest doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Whatever the future of Czech tea rooms may be, one thing is clear. Those who have spent some time drinking and serving it are bound to fall under its magic spell sooner or later.
For me, it was wonderful to work there because I discovered that it's not just tea, but it's a hundred of tastes of tea, a hundred of ways how to drink it. And it's really a great experience to drink good tea. Before that, I already knew that you have several kind of wines and you can really get good wine. But about tea, I didn't know anything. And for me, it was like black tea and green tea. And then when I discovered that it's really in one tea, if you drink the first cup, it has some special taste. The second has another taste. And you can feel it. The difference is that was something great.
For me, it is a way of life. So I appreciate the culture and the spirit of the tea countries. And I appreciate to be in touch with the tea people in those countries. And I want to make something like mission to bring the tea here and the tea culture as well, and to give this feeling to our customers. I think that's the difference between tea and coffee, for example. I think coffee is without any spirit, so therefore I am a tea devotee.
Aleš Jurina ending that edition of Panorama by Ruth Frankova, as well as today's program here on Radio.